Radio Prague News.
The Bishop of Olomouc has been forced to return from a trip to Haiti following violence there. The Governor of South Moravia has strengthened his bid to become the leader of the Social Democrat Party. And a Czech town is launching talks aimed at transforming an underground World War II Nazi factory into a museum. The Archbishop of Olomouc, Jan Graubner, has been forced to return early to the Czech Republic from Haiti. The bishop was on what was scheduled to be a week-long tour of humanitarian work being carried out by the Czech branch of the Caritas organisation. The visit was cut short following the abduction of two charity workers, with their kidnappers demanding a ransom of $100,000 for the two women. Tension has built up in the country, which was hit by an earthquake a year ago and more recently struck by a cholera outbreak, with the outcome of a first round of presidential elections still being contested. The Czech branch of Caritas has around 13 humanitarian workers in Haiti. The Social Democrat leader of the South Moravian region, Michal Hašek, has strengthened his bid to become the leader of the party after meetings in four regions on Saturday. Mr. Hašek won support from two regions, Lin and Usti, with Moravia and Silesia refusing to make a recommendation, and Pilsen backing both himself and his main rival, Bohuslav Sobotka. Delegates from the regions will vote for a new leader at a meeting in Brno in March. Former party leader and Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek stepped down after elections to the lower house of parliament at the end of May, when results fell short of expectations and the party was not able to take the lead in forming a coalition. Authorities in the northern town of Litomirice are to launch talks to map out plans to convert a World War II Nazi underground factory into a museum and remembrance site. Around 30 kilometres of corridors and production halls were built by the Nazis on the outskirts of the town towards the end of World War II, as Allied bombardments intensified. Parts for tanks and aircraft were produced at the Czech underground factory, Richard, where around 4,500 prisoners died during forced labour. The project to restore at least part of the site has the backing of the local council, but it estimates costs will run into millions of crowns. Water levels are continuing to retreat from danger levels across the Czech Republic on Sunday. The highest level 3 flood warnings were in force at 8 points on Sunday afternoon, compared with 14 the day before. The most threatened areas remain in the western Pilsen region and along stretches of the Elbe, including at Mělník, Ústí nad Labem and Děčín. The situation at an overflowing reservoir around 20 kilometres west of Pilsen started to ease on Saturday night, with water levels receding. There had been fears that more water would have been released from the dam, creating a serious surge downstream. And finally, a look at the weather. Showers will give way to brighter weather on Sunday and Monday. Daytime highs should range between 6 and 10 degrees Celsius. But cooler and freezing conditions should return after Wednesday. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.